Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal here on WGN 720. We're here with our friends from Random Acts of Flowers. I'm laughing because we never have this many women on the show. Dan Long. And so we're here.
It's a lucky day.
Yeah. I'll have you all introduce yourself. But Sydney Word, Andrea Lutz, I'm sorry, Joni Behak, and
Anitha George.
Okay. All right, so tell us, in your own words, about Random Acts of Flowers. I kind of found you in a roundabout way. I was writing a blog last fall, maybe, about the lack of flowers in Chicago and how dark it is without flowers. Yeah. And then my friend Jamie Caesar, I had this weird idea about what would it be like to just give flowers to people. And then she told me about you guys.
It's wild because I reread this again, Dave, and it's exactly, you had it in your heart to do this, the joy of giving flowers randomly. And how often do we, when flowers walk in a room, everyone smiles, and it's uplifting. I was bringing flowers down Michigan Avenue, and I had our little random act of flowers card. The homeless people were smiling.
Yeah.
They were so excited.
Yeah. So tell us how it works.
Well, we are an organization that's about a year old, and we were founded by a gentleman named Larson Jay, and I know you'll get into his story. And it's actually a organization that's national, but we are here in Chicago for about a year. We gather donated flowers from wholesalers, grocery stores, brides, funeral homes. We have a great partnership with FTD. We get flowers that would ordinarily might go in the dumpster, and we repurpose them. And our volunteers are fabulous, and they make bouquets, and we deliver them to nursing homes, hospitals, hospice, rehab centers. We bring joy and smiles into people's lives when they're least expecting it.
The story I like is I just learned this a couple of weeks ago about recycling the flowers from Minnie Minoso's funeral.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that.
And then you, Andrea,
and then you took them to
Ernie Banks.
Yeah, and Ernie Banks, but they went to Minnie's went to Bridgeport, right?
Yeah, so we knew that these were White Sox fans, and we wanted to, how could we honor Minnie Minoso's life and legacy by bringing his flowers and spreading joy to people who loved him? And so we've reached out to the senior suites of Bridgeport, and our volunteers were so wonderful. They went out and got black and white ribbons, and we took apart all of his beautiful sprays and wreaths and created new bouquets with those flowers and put the black and white ribbons on. And we delivered to about 65 senior citizens who were going through a difficult time, nursing home, with healthcare issues, and just to surprise them and say, hey, we care about you, and we wanted to share these amazing flowers with you. We know you love Minnie, and these were his, and we hope you have a beautiful day and enjoy them.
I've been reading your emails in the last couple of weeks. Things are really, really, almost since I started talking to you, things are just really exploding. Tell us how this is growing. I mean, you've really connected with people with this.
Well, it's really been the past few weeks with the Valentine's Day holiday. A lot of our partners just have extra inventory, and so we've been able and very blessed to think about how can we be creative with these flowers? How can we serve new people who might not, because we also rely on vase donations for all of our bouquets. We're currently serving about 500 people a week. Well, now we're getting one pickup alone that's 900 bouquets. So within the last, I think, 2 weeks, we picked up about, oh gosh, over 3,000 bouquets just from our partner FTD and Pro Flowers. And so the three, you know, we sat down, Sydney, I, and David, and Joni, how can we serve more people with these flowers if we can't get them into vases? So we reached to hospice centers, some dialysis centers in the area where people are on stage 3 chronic kidney disease, and we just walked in and surprised them. Sydney can tell you about that. She did that drop. And Meals on Wheels. We delivered to new moms in Anitha's hospital just to let people know, hey, we care about you. We believe that flowers have a healing element to them, but there's something to that community aspect as well. So, yeah, the last 2 weeks have been nuts, but so much fun.
Anitha, what hospital are you with? And can you tell me the reaction of the people at the hospital when they come in?
Sure. So I work at Presence Health, Saints Mary and Elizabeth Medical Center, and we are focused on delivering compassionate care, holistic, treating the mind, body, soul, and really providing hope and healing. And so when we heard about the Valentine's Day delivery, it was a no-brainer for us. You know, we just knew that our patients would just light up. And so one of the units that we went to, and we always go to, is our mother and baby unit, and just the smiles and joys that We saw their tears. A lot of our patients aren't expecting, you know, these flowers. And even before we can say a word, they see the flowers, and there's just a grin, a smile, ear to ear.
Yeah.
And it's just delightful. We see tears. We see patients that otherwise have been quiet, maybe. We haven't seen a smile. Nurses telling us, he hasn't smiled this whole time, mm-hmm. you know. And so it really just warms your heart. It really does.
And tell us about the it strikes a nerve with me. I mean, I went through this with my parents, and I've been in the hospices, and I've been in hospitals and stuff. And so I want to get involved and be in the field. But I thought it was interesting the way you talk about the week there. Tell us about how the typical week is at Random Act of Flowers and stuff, and how you pick Tuesday at 1 o'clock to go to the hospitals and stuff.
Right. So this was really tested by our national branch in Knoxville, and they sort of created this perfect model. And we, our first year, said we're going to stick to their model, and from there we'll be able to be innovative and creative. But really, when we looked at who are the key recipients that we want to serve, it's people in hospitals who might have just received bad news, no support system, there for a long time, have been identified by the nurses as needing that moment of compassion that will improve their experience in the hospital and their overall health and well-being. So we looked at Larson and Kelly and the team looked at the schedules of the hospitals. We know that towards the end of the week, they're getting ready for the weekend, they're wrapping stuff up. Monday's when they do their rounds, Wednesday's when they do major procedures. So Tuesday was this perfect sort of sweet spot day that most staff could accommodate, you know, our volunteers coming into the hospital and doing this program. The afternoon was perfect because, again, in the morning they're checking in, doing rounds, whatever. Afternoon later, they're doing other things. And so this 1 o'clock time was perfect. So from there, it's like, okay, so you got to get the delivery at one. You got to get the flowers created that morning. They got to get disassembled from the donors the day before and picked up that morning. So there's so much behind the scenes work that goes into that simple 15-second moment of compassion you have with the person, and so many people are touched along the way within those 48 hours.
You're gonna hang around, right? Stay around for after the news. We're gonna take a break from the news, and we'll talk about how the organization got started. So don't go away on Nocturnal Journal. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on Radio 720 WGN. We're here with our friends from Random Acts of Flowers in Evanston. But you're Chicago, but you're based in Evanston. And we're here with Sydney Word, Program Assistant, Andrea Lutz, Director of Mission Fulfillment, Joni Bahak, Executive Director, and Anitha George, Director of Patient and Family-Centered Care for Presence.
Thanks, Mary and Elizabeth Medical Center.
And you're a board member as well.
Is there a plug bell?
And you brought some flowers in, so this is I'm just blown away by all this attention. What kind of flowers are those?
We got some roses, tulips, and alstroemeria here, Dave.
Thank you. So
we never come empty-handed.
So, Sydney, tell us how people can get involved with the organization.
So one thing that RAF, Random Acts of Flowers, is really focused on is making volunteering easy. It shouldn't be hard to volunteer your time is kind of something that I've learned since I started working there. And I completely agree, and I think it's super important. So it's super easy. You can go to our website. There's a How to Get Involved tab right on the left column. Then you have four choices. There's vase drives, there's which we always need. There's donating a floral donation, and there's volunteering. You click on that. You fill out a super quick info sheet and waiver. I get an email, and I reply with how to sign up for a shift. Super easy, no background checks, nothing like that. And we always need volunteers and always need bases and always need everything. So
I wrote a story. We're going to link it up with the podcast this week. But I talked to Larson Jay, your founder, and he pointed out it's amazing the energy and the spirit you get from so many people who sometimes don't even see the recipient. You know, can you elaborate on that? I mean, there's just and I've seen it. I've been to your facility.
No one has done more research on a story than Dave Hoekstra. I mean, you live it. You come, you show up, you put in the time. We were so impressed and deeply touched by your interest.
Well, thanks.
So thank you.
Actually, we mentioned Larson. How did it all start?
Larson had, he was a TV producer, so he knew our world. And he, in 2007, had a near-fatal accident. He fell off the top of a ladder straight down. I'm sure he told you the story.
Yeah.
And he was very seriously injured, and he was hospitalized for a long time. And he got so many flowers from his family, from his friends, from his colleagues. And he noticed that around him, his fellow patients didn't have them. And there was a stark difference between his kind of circle of love and everyone else. So when he felt better, he got in his wheelchair, and he and his wife, Adrienne, literally took the flowers and delivered them to fellow patients, and he saw the joy in their faces. So, and I've got to say, I've got to tell a little quick story because I don't want to forget. We, when Andrea talked about just the incredible generosity of flowers that came in from FTD and from, you know, Mariano's and Whole Foods and all of our grocery partners and our floral partners, they came in that we had the ability to you know, broaden our reach. But we spent one day doing deliveries. We started with Anitha's team, and we went to the maternity ward. And some of these young women are having babies, and their babies having babies. They're young, like in any ward. And they didn't have visitors. I remember when I had my three girls, I had, you know, I had people in my room. I had, you know, family and friends. And they were alone. And we came in, and they lit up. They just lit up, and they look confused. They look like they don't know what's happening, and they can't be for me. So we started in the maternity ward. Then we moved to another facility where we had people that were recovering from strokes. So they were trying to walk. They were in the painful journey of like six steps on a walker, and they had flowers at the finish line, and they lit up. Yeah. Then we went to a veteran's room who was 89 years old, hadn't had a visitor from as long as he remembered. And there were no family photos in his room. There were sketches of an old girlfriend that he had done himself with a Bic pen. No flowers, nothing. So we talked to him, and we spent time with him. And he just wanted connection. He just wanted someone to be there. And the flowers lit his room up. And we ended the day in the hospice ward. I can't even literally, Andrea and I were, tears were in our eyes because these people are literally their last breaths. Yeah. Some of them are in and out of consciousness. Their families are there, and they want flowers. Just bring them to us. Bring them. She can sense them. So I did. That was one of those, moments.
Yeah, that's what I said. I saw my mom.
And it was
mom.
In one day, and I came home, and my boyfriend said, "You're really like, you're not present. You're not present." I said, "I know I'm not. I'm so drained from what I just experienced because I realized flowers are about the celebration of a new life, to birthdays, to anniversaries, to romance, to pain and suffering, to illness and loneliness, and then at the end of life."
Yeah,
and
right.
That's kind of where Random Acts of Flowers. And Larson really gets it. I mean, he totally understands the simplicity of these things. And it's not easy to fundraise for an organization like ours, right? Because we're not curing cancer. We're not doing neonatal wings in hospitals. So it's a challenge, and that's really one of my responsibilities. And we have the program down. It's beautiful. The volunteers come in, and they love it. They love being there. But we need to grow, and we need to keep the infrastructure tidy and organized and buttoned down. And we need support. We need support in every way. But the thing that I realize is life is just a sequence of little happy moments. And then, as you know, you go through those sad, deeply sad moments of losing people you love, your parents.
Yeah.
So flowers tend to just resonate with all of us, regardless of creed, color, socioeconomic. They just make
it's amazing. I mean, I wrote this, but it's amazing wonderful. How small gestures sometimes can make a very big difference.
Well, you said it beautifully, by the way. When you wrote a story about us and then the blog, we all reread it, doing our homework, because we're really prepared. But so thank you, because you totally get it.
Anitha, thank you. Anitha, what medical personnel, I mean, when the volunteers come into the hospital, there's medical people. They see the reaction. You gauge that.
Absolutely. So when we first heard about Random Acts of Flowers, I think even to what Joni was saying, even before we saw what a delivery would look like, we were giddy and we were excited. It's just the concept. So seeing the patients really light up, seeing the staff, I think one of the biggest concerns for hospitals is safety and sanitation. So we make sure that our isolation patients, we don't visit them, and we're very cautious of who we are seeing. But really, I think it also, from the healthcare perspective, it makes us think how we can be kinder. how, you know, look at how these flowers just lit up this patient that is lovely, and what can I do differently? Our physicians come in, and actually at our last delivery on Valentine's Day, the Department of Infection Control, Dr. Weiss actually was on one of our floors, and she was just delighted, and she just thought, you guys are having so much fun, and you're bringing the patients so much joy, and she just... couldn't be happier for everyone. It just really, you can really see the difference. And studies show that. There are clear differences between patients that have flowers and patients that don't in terms of anxiety, in terms of pain, and in terms of how they're engaging with the staff as well. You can really see them literally come to life.
In the time we have left before we bring on Al Rose... Get it, Al Rose. I'm very proud of figuring that was a kind of coincidental, but Al Rose is next. But in learning about you guys, Andrea, I think it was really interesting your background in food banks, and I talked to Larson about that too. So tell us about the relationship, what you did with food banks, your life in food banks, and how that relates to what you're doing now.
Yeah. So I worked for about 8 years, mostly at the Northern Illinois Food Bank, developing child nutrition programs, which obviously have, you're talking about government food and kids, there's a lot more red tape than delivering flowers to people. But really, you know, we're taking something that would otherwise be wasted in this country and bringing it to people who really need it by maximizing limited resources and engaging community members to volunteer around these programs. There are so many similarities: transportation, fundraising, development, marketing, just how you package something and repurpose it following certain standards, training, so many similarities. We're not getting public funding, of course. That's probably the biggest difference. But, you know, hopefully we do see ourselves in Larson as well as becoming a leader in the industry of taking flowers after events from wholesalers that get bulk flowers that designers might not want, from large corporate, you know, distributors, and bringing them to people who could really benefit from them with no strings attached.
Well, thank you all for coming in. You want to plug one more time how people can get involved? Shout out your website and...
Facebook, rafchicago.org, 847-430-4751.
Okay, well, thank
you. We need your help.
This is really great what you're doing. It's such a great vibe you guys send out. So
we're very happy.
Yeah.